Good afternoon. I'm Commissioner Kristen Ang, Acting Port of Tacoma President, calling to order a special meeting of the Port of Tacoma Commission on Thursday, July 17th, 2025. The time is now 2:32 p.m. Let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We also would like to acknowledge that we are on the traditional homelands of the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. The Puyallup people have lived on and stewarded these lands and continue to do so today. We consider the tribe to be our partners in many efforts we undertake. We are now down to the approval of our agenda. Our first item is to approve today's agenda. Is there anyone who would like to make a change to our posted agenda? Seeing no hands, today's agenda stands as posted. We will now invite public comment. As a reminder, comment time is limited to 3 minutes per person. Pursuant to RCW 42.56, recorded public comments and public meeting signing sheets, including names and any contact information provided, are subject to public disclosure. We will proceed in the order on the sign-up sheet. Is there anyone who has signed up? Seeing none, would anyone in the audience like to make a statement? Seeing none. This concludes the public comment portion of our meeting. We're now down to commission action. This is the business section of the meeting where items are brought forth by commissioners or staff that require a commission vote. And we're down to the approval and reimbursement and release agreement between the Port of Tacoma and BNSF. Debbie.
Good afternoon, commissioners. For the record, I am Debbie Shepak, the Senior Director of Real Estate. I'm here today to request the authorization for the Executive Director or his designee to execute a reimbursement and release agreement, an easement agreement, and an agreement for private and pedestrian crossing between the Port of Tacoma and BNSF Railway Company to accommodate a new railroad track alignment and establish a BNSF-approved private crossing at the Maritime Center project site, which is located at 1203 East D Street, Tacoma, Washington. As background, BNSF has an exclusive 20-foot wide easement for their industrial track, which bisects the Port Maritime Center property. This existing track and associated 20-foot easement must be relocated approximately 40 feet northeast, which will accommodate a new at-grade crossing to include 1,000 feet of new track, signaling, and associated rail equipment. BNSF approved the at-grade crossing design in April 2025, and this has an estimated cost for the associated equipment and construction to be approximately $1.08 million. To effectuate an approved BNSF private crossing, there are several legal agreements that must be executed, and this includes a reimbursement and release agreement, with an easement agreement, an agreement for a private and pedestrian crossing. The Port and BNSF have been working closely together on these terms and conditions since March of 2024. I'd like to walk through the components of the reimbursement and release agreement, which is the overarching agreement which contains several other agreements within it. This reimbursement agreement governs the construction and all related work to build and certify the new at-grade private crossing. It addresses both the current easement and the future easement to accommodate the new alignment. It also governs formal real estate agreements to finalize an at-grade private crossing. This includes an easement exchange where we'll be exchanging the existing agreement that BNSF holds with a new replacement easement. In order to do this, we will need to do a quitclaim and release of easement, which BNS will grant us back the original easement. This agreement also includes a perpetual private crossing agreement, and this is for vehicles and pedestrian crossing over the rail tracks. There will be a signal maintenance agreement, which will handle all the maintenance and construction of the railroad work and associated improvements. Also included in the reimbursement agreement is a bill of sale. This allows BNSF to quitclaim all the existing improvements, the older track, the rail ties, ballast, and related equipment. Here you see a drawing of the two easements side by side. In the green is the existing easement that we currently that BNSF currently holds. In the area just on this map, which is north, which is in the blue area, this line is being moved in order to accommodate the new Maritime Center project, and this will be the new track alignment.
Commissioner Meyer has a question.
Debbie, yep. Commissioner Meyer has his hand up.
Yes, Commissioner?
I'm not seeing what you have on your screen. I'm assuming it follows the material that was sent electronically to us?
Yes, it's called easement replacement area, if you have the PowerPoint in front of you.
No, I don't have it in front of me.
Can any other commissioner confirm that you're seeing what's on the screen? Is it just Commissioner Meyer with technical?
I can't see anything either.
We can't see it either. This is Commissioner Keller, can't see it either.
Yeah,
we see it.
There we go.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay.
Phew, thank you.
So just let me repeat what I was saying is in the green is the existing rail alignment, and it will be replaced with moving the track northerly, which is located in the blue area. So part of the existing easement is in fact inside the new alignment. Any questions on this? So, breaking down the key components for the private crossing agreement, this private crossing agreement is necessary for vehicles and pedestrians to cross over from the parking lots into the Maritime Center project area. This will be an informal establishment of a crossing with an official DOT ID. The agreement will continue in perpetuity unless the port is found to be in breach or default. The agreement fee includes a one-time charge to the port for $240,000 paid in advance. Several conditions on the construction, including the markings, the warning signs, and maintenance of the at-grade crossing, is in accordance with BNSF and the Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Device. Several liability and insurance provisions of which have been reviewed and accepted by the Port Council and Risk Manager. And this includes, we will comply with BNSF insurance coverage, $5 million per occurrence, and $10 million in the aggregate. At this time, there is no additional railroad protection liability required at this time. Here is a design of the private crossing. There'll be fully automated signaling with warning sounds and lights. As I mentioned, pedestrian crossing, which will lead from both the port and the school district's parking areas. So two separate pedestrian crossing, and then a vehicle crossing in the center. There will be security measures for fencing along the railroad, and both the port and the school district are committed to doing annual Operation Life Saver training. Just a breakdown of the fees associated with the private crossing. There is a $75,000 fee, which is the transaction fee, and this covers the drafting of the agreements, the appraisal, the engineering review, and all administrative work associated with that. $240,000, which is the charge for the perpetual private crossing fee. In order to continue on the temporary crossing agreement that we have, this needed to be extended. So there's an extension of the construction agreement That is $5,000, and that will be good until September of 2026. And then the exchange fee, and what the exchange fee is the shortfall in square footage. BNSF's original easement is slightly longer than the one that's being built. And that is a difference of 698 feet. And the $10,000 includes market value for fee value, which is discounted at 50% because this is an easement. So the total fee cost will be $330,000. Just recapping the BNSF and Port's responsibility, the Port is responsible for 100% design specifications that were provided to BNSF. The Port will be paying for procurement of materials, all the installation of the crossing signals and tracks, and associated improvements. This is an estimated cost at approximately $1,081,000. BNSF will be responsible for all the installation of the rail equipment, the flagging services, and continued maintenance of the right-of-way. So again, to summarize, the action requested today is to authorize the executive director or his designee to execute a reimbursement and release agreement, an easement agreement, an agreement for private and pedestrian crossing between the Port of Tacoma and BNSF to accommodate a new railroad track alignment and establish a BNSF-approved private crossing at the Maritime Center project located at 1203 East D Street, Tacoma, Washington. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Debbie. Is there a motion to approve for the approval and reimbursement and release agreement between the Port of Tacoma and BNSF, as so Debbie stated?
I move we approve the motion as or action as requested. Commissioner Meyer.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second, Commissioner Keller.
Okay. It has been moved by Commissioner Meyer and seconded by Commissioner Keller. Are there any questions, comments, or amendments?
Commissioner Marzano has a question.
Commissioner Marzano has his hand up.
Commissioner Marzano?
Yeah, just very quickly, how much rail are we putting in on the new track? Any idea? And what happens to the old rail?
Commissioner Marzano, this is Stan Ryder, Senior Project Manager, Port of Tacoma. It's 890 feet of new track. About 897 feet are coming out.
And the old track, what do we do with the old?
Oh, the old track will be demolished and the metal will be recycled.
I mean, is that for us or is that going to be BNSF?
I can answer that. So within the reimbursement agreement is a bill of sale, and that is BNSF quit claiming the personal property, which is the old railroad track and improvements. So it will be up to the port to dispose of that equipment, the older equipment.
Thank you.
Commissioner Keller.
Thank you, Acting Chair. Just wanted to ask the question. I have three questions. One, you may not have the answer to, and I know you'll get back to me on it, but the other two are quick. But the first one is, usually with typical rail crossings, whether it be pedestrian, commercial, whatever it might be, it has a designation of a signage on there that talks about getting to the rail first, and, you know, which signifies that that's the first person that you need to contact if there's problems with the rail crossing. So if you can get back to me on that, I'd like to know, because that's a safety issue as well. I want to know who's the responsible party if something happens on the rail. So number two is that just reinforcing that the $240,000 is a one-time payment in perpetuity for the rail crossing. And then number three is making sure that just those two. Thank you.
Yes, just a comment on the rail crossing. It is in perpetuity unless the port would default, but we anticipate that we will have that private crossing till eternity, hopefully.
And there, that is a one-time fee, Commissioner. There are annual inspection fees that will have to be paid as they maintain the signaling equipment and do their inspections monthly, quarterly, annually. And just, sorry, Commissioner, just as context, usually BNSF grants annual private crossing agreements. They rarely do perpetuity. So this is unique in this situation. And typically, they're terminable each year. And the fees can increase at the will of BNSF.
Great, thank you. And I just wanted to follow up with that rail crossing sign. I just want to make sure that we have designation so that if something happens on that rail line, who's the person, who's the contact person? The last one that I wanted to talk about is I just wanted to let people know that this is not, we're not purchasing and letting them purchase title to our properties or anything like that. Is that correct? I just want to make sure of that.
That is correct. It will be an exclusive easement to BNSF and not fee value.
Great.
And lastly, Commissioner, this as a DOT-approved private at-grade crossing will have to follow all compliance with Department of Transportation and the MUCTD standards for signage, marking, lighting, that 24-hour number, who to call. So it'll follow all those strict standards as outlined in those policies and law.
Thank you.
Commissioner Meyer?
Yes, thank you very much. I got a comment first, and that is that I know that this particular action today not only is a special meeting, which tells you something about the importance of it, but I do know that Debbie and Stan and Eric and Lisa and everybody, I just want to say thank you very much for your extra effort, for staying on top of this. And we all recognize when dealing with the railroads, that's another world. So I appreciate you getting this across the line to keep us on track on a very critical project here at the Port of Tacoma and the Maritime Center itself. So just wanted to make certain and to express my appreciation. The reference though to the fees that we're paying a BN, one of the things, I think I understand the outlay overall and the fees we're gonna pay to BN, but one question I have, and I was always concerned about it, and that is that the operating impact of this agreement. Debbie, I think you made mention of insurance policy that seemed pretty high in terms of the coverage. So can you talk to us about not only the initial outlay, but is there an operating impact here that's going to be reoccurring every year? And is there a role and relationship of this expenditure amount to the fees we're hopefully going to collect for the leasing of land?
There will be most likely an annual fee for the maintenance of the track. There's inspections and flagging. So that that will happen annually, and we will be billed for the actual cost from BNSF. As far as the private crossing agreement, there won't be any fees associated with that. And I don't anticipate any other fees associated with the crossing. I think you had a question about value, but I didn't catch it, Commissioner Meyer, if you could repeat it.
Actually, the real question in my mind is were some of these costs factored in when we set lease rates for the school district? Or
yes.
Is this not appropriate?
It was estimated that the crossing would cost us between $1 and $2 million just initially before we entered into the $5 million payment from the school for the landscaping, the asphalt, the railroad improvements. So it came in pretty close to what we had originally estimated and held the school for the $5 million one-time payment in the ILA.
Thank you.
Okay, well, seeing
looks like Heather has her hand up.
Oh, Heather.
Thanks, Commissioner Ng. I just wanted to say Commissioner Meyer had raised a question, I think in part about the continued operating cost of the insurance. And although Sarah Kern, the risk manager, is not on this call, I just wanted to make clear that the insurance provisions in these agreements don't, other than the railroad protective liability, which is a contracting and separate issue, which is a de minimis cost, we don't have to purchase any insurance beyond our normal portfolio. The port is already well insured, and the minimum requirements in these agreements are met by our existing policies, all of the insurance requirements were reviewed not only by Sarah, but also by our broker to confirm compliance. So just in terms of those costs, I wouldn't expect additional costs in that regard. Thanks, Commissioner.
Thank you very much for that explanation.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. I just want to say, Commissioner Meyer very appropriately called out Elisa and Stan for their work on this, but I also want to call out the Columbia Consulting Group. Lane Bilderback is on the call. He and his colleagues, Andrew Johnson and Darrell Ness, and probably others as well, have been of extraordinary service to us as we ground through the minutiae and the details of this. So, Elaine, I want to publicly thank you and your team for the work that you've done. I think I can safely say I don't think we could have done this without you.
Thank you very much, Eric. It was a pleasure working with you guys.
Okay. Well, seeing no other hands up, I will just conclude with extra thanks and appreciation for the Port of Tacoma team here, Debbie, Alyssa, Stan, and all those, the Port of Tacoma team and Columbia Strategic, as well as BNSF, for this key milestone that will pave the way for the development of the Port Maritime Center. So I'm looking forward to this transformative development and building a stronger partnership with BNSF and others. So thank you so much. With no other questions,
we need to call for a vote. Yes.
Oh, I'm so, getting there.
Yeah. Okay.
Call for those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Or do we do it by roll call?
Let's do it by roll call, make sure I get everybody's vote. Okay. So Commissioner Keller?
Aye.
Commissioner Marzano?
Aye.
Commissioner Meyer?
Aye.
Commissioner Eng?
Aye. The motion carries.
Thank you.
And I guess we're down to commissioner comments. And I don't see any hands up unless there's any other comments or announcements from my commissioners. With no further business before the commission, we will adjourn, and the time is now 2:54 p.m. Thank you. And knock the door.
Thank you.